knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
Leave a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous, three is company too.
Down at our rendezvous,
three is company too.
Hey, Janet, is my shirt pressed yet?
Oh, sorry, Jack, I haven't had a chance to get to it.
Oh, well, it'll probably get wrinkled at the wrestling match anyway.
What wrestling match? I thought you and Cheryl had a date here tonight.
That wrestling match.
Cowabunga!
Say, could you put that on a hanger for me?
No wonder you got a chest cold last week. Woo, see right through this thing.
It's open!
Hi, kids.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Mr. Furley. Entertaining tonight? See, Mr. Furley, this isn't mine. It belongs to Janet.
Oh, and she lets you wear it?
What can we do for you, Mr. Furley?
Oh, they delivered this magazine to my apartment by mistake.
Oh.
Some kind of free introductory offer.
Oh, thanks. Oh, no, listen to this. Psychic predicts undersea plant life is the cure for male potency problems.
Yeah. Can you believe the things they'll print to sell magazines these days? I just can't get over how gullible some people are. Can you imagine seaweed the answer to male potency problems?
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Oh, Mr. Furley, I brought those seaweed pills you asked for.
Seaweed pills? I didn't ask for any seaweed pills.
Sure you did this morning.
I said hay fever pills. Hay fever pills. I get strong hay fever. In fact, I feel an attack coming on right now.
I don't know, but why don't you go find out and you go after him too, Janet? I think it'd be
important. Oh, Jack, stop it. We know Cheryl is coming over. We can take a hint.
Oh, okay. Oh. Thank you. Cindy, could you help me move this ironing board?
Oh, don't bother. Oh. I can do it myself.
Oh, good.
Do you just hold the iron?
Sure.
Thanks. You're supposed to hold it by the handle.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Well, I'll just get this.
Cindy's done it all. Thank you. Let's see. Got the candles, the matches, table set. What champagne? I forgot the champagne.
Well, be careful, Jack. That's a swinging door.
Right. Yeah. Cindy, I'm coming in the kitchen now to get a bottle of champagne.
I got it.
I'm never going to be ready for Cheryl tonight. By the time she gets here, I'll be in the hospital.
Come on, Jack. Don't get upset.
Janet, I can't help it. Last night, Cheryl and I composed a symphony. And tonight, we're going to play it. And I don't want anything to spoil my evening. That's her. That's her. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not ready.
Let's go, Jack. Will you please just think positively? Look, nothing is going to spoil your evening with Cheryl.
Right. Think positive. Nothing is going to spoil my evening with Cheryl. Nothing is going to spoil my evening with Cheryl.
Jack Tripper?
Hello.
I'm Andrew Gaynor, Cheryl's father.
Something just spoiled my...
May I come in?
No. I mean, yes. I mean, please, there's no way I would not invite you in. Yes,
well,
please.
Thank you. Cheryl said she was coming over here.
Only to pick me up, and then we're going right out. Right out in the open.
Yes, well, that's why I'm here. You see, Cheryl...
She's a very special girl. Not like all the others. Not that I know any others. I mean, since I met Cheryl, I'm a one-woman kind of guy. No other woman exists.
I don't know, but I can't find my pantyhose.
Except my sister.
Hi. See you later, Jack.
My cousin. Mr. Gaynor, I don't want to give you the wrong impression. This is a respectable apartment. Nothing goes on around here at all. Nothing.
Jack!
I mean it.
Jack! I've done it. I've done it. The Ramsey twins are coming over.
I'm not interested.
But you should be. Don't you see? You can take your choice. It won't make any difference.
I told you, I'm not interested.
Oh, sure. Well, who can blame you, huh? You gotta be worn out from that lady you were with last night.
Whoa, talk about your hickey bait. Larry, this is Mr. Gaynor.
Who?
Cheryl's father.
Cheryl?
The hickey bait.
Wait a second, I'm in the wrong apartment.
This isn't 201. Where am I?
Who are you?
Sir, I have a confession to make. Those two girls are really my roommates, and
Jack, the only reason I stopped by was to drop off Cheryl's driver's license. She forgot it.
Then you're not interested in my living arrangement?
I didn't say that.
I'll just let you two get to know each other a little better. Just drop by to borrow some wine. Excuse me.
Nice hearing from your mouth, Larry.
Sit down, Jack.
Look, Mr. Gaynor, I just...
Jack! Jack.
Yeah, I...
You probably think sharing an apartment with two girls is healthy, you know, contemporary, without any hang-ups?
Well,
I agree with you.
You do?
You see, Jack... Since my wife died some years ago, I've spent a lot of time with Cheryl and her friends, and, well, I've come to understand and envy the openness of your generation.
Well, thank you.
Matter of fact, if I were 20 years younger...
Now, hang on a second. You make it sound like you're over the hill. I mean, you look great. How old are you? 50, 55?
46.
You don't look a day over 42. Look, I'm sure there are girls out there that'd be crazy about you.
Well, that's nice of you to say so, but I'm afraid time has passed me by. Well, I wouldn't fit, and I wouldn't know what to say.
Well, it's simple. All you need is a few tips.
Tips from who?
Well, naturally, from somebody who's been around, you know, somebody who knows about women.
Thanks for the build-up, Jack.
Excuse me. I believe this is my area. Mr. Gaynor? All you got to do is remember one thing. When it comes to today's liberated woman, don't play games.
It's insulting to their intelligence. Directness is the only way to go.
You mean like telling them exactly what your feelings are?
No, like spilling wine on her dress. It's not easy getting an intelligent woman out of her clothes. What does O-U-T spell?
That's out.
That's you.
I was just leaving.
Goodbye.
Genius is never appreciated in his own time.
Please, don't pay any attention to him, Mr. Gaynor. You don't have to rely on cheap shots. Today's woman is frank. She's free. She's open.
Yes, but how do you handle that?
Okay, first of all, at the beginning, don't come on strong.
Uh-huh.
You know, you want to relax, let your hair down. Let me put that another way. You want to be laid back.
Laid back?
Well, you know, sort of like, hey.
Oh, you mean like,
just, hey. Look, maybe you just better take off your tie. That might be as loose as you want to go.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Then what?
Well, talk to her, you know. Ask her about her job. Today's woman is very intelligent.
Wait, I mean, shouldn't I compliment her on her appearance? I mean, we used to.
You You can if you want. It's a little old-fashioned. But what the hell, yeah. Tell her you like her hair, you like her eyes.
Oh, I understand. I ask her about her job, then I compliment her on her appearance. Yeah. Anything else?
Well, you invite her to dinner.
Oh, right. Take her out to the finest restaurant in town.
Wrong. Take her to a dark, intimate little hideaway, like the Blue Grotto.
The Blue Grotto?
Yeah, after being in a place like that, she'll be in the right mood for what comes next.
What comes next? You're kidding.
One of the, even though her lips may say stop, her eyes will say go.
Oh, okay, Jack, I'm gonna... Oh.
Oh, Janet, I'd like you to meet Mr. Gaynor, Cheryl's father.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do? How do you like your job?
My job? Oh, Jack must have told you that I...
You have the loveliest eyes.
Thank you.
It's a little warm in here, isn't it?
The way you do your hair, I just love it.
Well, thank you.
Hang on. There's one...
Mr. Gaynor, would you like to have a glass of wine?
Andrew, and I would love it.
Sorry, we have no wine in the house. All we've got is this little bottle of Tijuana champagne here.
Why don't we go out for that drink?
I would like that.
I'd rather stay here.
Good. We'd rather you stayed here, too. I'll just go and get my purse.
Okay. Mr. Gaynor, could I speak to you for just one second?
Sure.
I had no idea you were going to ask Janet out.
Neither did I. But with your help, I mean, everything seems to be going so great. Thanks.
No, wait, I didn't
Don't
mean...
Don't worry. I can handle it myself from here on out.
Janet, you ready?
Yes. Have a wonderful evening, Jack. Where are we going to go?
I know just the spot for us. Ever heard of a place called the Blue Grotto?
Hi, Jack. I didn't know Janet's father was in town.
That wasn't her father, that was her date.
A date? But he's my age.
And what's more, he's on the make.
What? Oh, I can't believe it. A middle-aged man like that, running around town, chasing girls, trying to make out. And what's wrong with that? What are we supposed to do? Sit in a rocking chair and take up knitting?
No, Mr.
Look, just because we're a tad past the age of 21 doesn't mean we've lost that old urge to merge.
Shirley, what about Janet?
Oh, you think I could get lucky with her? Yeah, maybe.
White wine, soft music.
Mr. Furley, we're talking about our Janet and that old man.
Yeah, you gotta do something about him.
Like what?
Well, tell that over-the-hill Don Juan to buzz off. Be a man.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting.
Still tell him to buzz off.
I can't. Janet would kill me, Mr. Furley. Oh, Cheryl.
Jack. Did I just see my father leave with Janet?
Yes, and he should be ashamed of himself. He's old enough to be your father.
My father and Janet? On a date? That's wonderful.
I knew you'd feel the same way as I... What?
Well, it's the first time Dad's been out in years.
That's why we can't leave them alone.
What are you talking about?
When you've gone without water for a long time, you can get awfully thirsty.
Oh, Jack, I had no idea Janet was that desperate.
Are you kidding?
Not Janet, your father! Oh,
the poor man's been so lonely, he's probably forgotten what to do with a woman.
Not anymore. I just reminded him.
We're talking about two consenting adults.
No, we're not. I never consented to anything.
Not you. Now stop thinking about them and start thinking about us.
I better go after Janet.
No, you won't. We're not leaving here.
Wait a minute. Look at this. Look at this. She forgot to take her her allergy pills.
Jack, is this a trick?
Does this look like a trick?
99% organic seaweed?
Right.
What's she allergic to, the ocean?
Yeah, that's right. I gotta get these to her before high tide. Come on. Yeah, come on. Right in front of our eyes. Move, please. It's dangerous.
My it's dark in here.
Yeah, you're right. I can't even see my hand in front of my face.
That's not where your hand is.
Oh. Yes?
Oh, hi.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for a couple, an older man with a young woman.
Well, that's all we got here. Take your pick.
Let's try over here.
Jack, is that you?
Janet, hi.
Hi.
What are you two doing here?
Don't worry, Daddy, we're not staying.
Oh, what a disappointment.
Oh, well, since you're disappointed, we'll stay.
Janet.
Cheryl, you sit next to your father and I'll sit next to my good friend, Janet. Isn't this cozy?
Jack, aren't you forgetting why we're here?
Just why are you here?
Oh, Jack was concerned because Janet went out on a date without taking her pill.
Your seaweed pills. She's always forgetting. We have to remind her, but still she gets by with a little kelp from her friends. Kelp, seaweed song sailors.
Speaking of weeds, Jack, couldn't you disappear and spring up someplace else?
Perhaps we should go somewhere else and get a bite to eat.
You know, I'd love that.
Not you, Jack. Just Janet and me.
Hey, that's fair. Why don't we have just one last little farewell drink or something?
Jack.
It'll be real quick, real fast. Waiter, it'll happen real quick.
Yes.
Yeah, what kind of wines do you have?
Well, we got...
We'll each have a glass of white wine.
Four white wines.
Waiter, with a little club soda.
Four white wine spritzers.
Yeah, waiter. Excuse me, I'm sorry. You busy? I just want one. A splash of grenadine in each one.
Grenadine?
Yeah. And throw in an ounce of rum. That would be... That's my own drink. I call it the Tripper Spritzer.
I'd hate to tell you what I call it.
I'm with you, buddy.
Would you excuse us for just a moment? Jack, may I speak to you?
Yeah.
All right, what are you trying to pull?
I'm trying to warn you about Cheryl's father.
Don't you dare say another word, Jack. Andrew is one of the most considerate men I've ever been out with.
Janet, I'm shocked at how easily you're fooled. The man is only after one thing.
Oh, look at the pot calling the kettle black.
It's not your kettle he's after.
And just how do you know?
Listen, any guy who would ask you about your job, compliment your hair, and take off his tie on the first date is only after one thing.
What?
That's right. Now, I'll make an excuse. I'll meet you at the door. Move.
Jack! Now, listen to me.
Janet, I can't breathe.
That is the idea. What happens when I go out on a date is up to me, not you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you are never going to interfere again, right?
Yeah, I know.
You absolutely promise?
So promise.
Okay, you can breathe now.
I've paid the check. Why don't we get out of here?
Good idea.
Jack! You are not thinking of following us, are you?
No.
Oh, good. You just saved your life.
Well, I guess Janet can take care of herself. I was worried about her.
I know.
But now it's just you and me.
Yeah. And you know what we're gonna do?
What?
Nothing.
None for me, thanks.
Well, here we are.
Yes, we certainly are.
Aren't you coming in?
Well, if you really want me to.
Why wouldn't I? I'm having a lovely evening.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, well then, why don't we...
Why don't we what?
We... Say goodnight.
Andrew, no, come on. Come and sit down for a while. You needn't go, it's very early yet.
Oh, I know. Well, thank you.
Now, tell me what's wrong. I know, you're nervous, aren't you?
Is it that obvious?
Well, why shouldn't you be? You haven't had a date in a very long time. So why don't you just relax and do whatever comes naturally and everything will be just fine.
You really mean that?
Of course I do.
Well, I'm so glad you feel that way. Makes it a lot easier.
Stop it!
Your lips may say stop, but your eyes say go.
No, they don't. Andrew! Hi.
Oh, you're not finished with your date yet.
No, don't go.
That's right, Cindy.
I'm the one who's going.
Do you realize I'm a middle-aged man, vice president of a bank with a grown daughter, and here I am acting like a complete nerf?
That's nerd.
Thank you.
Wait. Why did you do that? I mean, why did you suddenly...
Well, because these days I thought that's what I was supposed to do on a date.
I was wrong. I'm sorry I ruined your evening.
No, you didn't ruin my... Look, you can't go yet. There's still some champagne left, and we can't let it go to waste. Come on, everybody sit down and let's have a drink.
You sure you want me to?
Yes, I am absolutely sure.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh, I hope you don't mind. It looks a little bit flat. Here, Cindy, it's for Andrew.
Great.
Be careful, Cindy.
What? Oh! Oh, I'm sorry. How can I make it up to you?
Take your pants off. We have to get the stain out before it sets.
Oh.
Andrew, you can change in my bedroom. Oh, it's right in here.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah?
I'm sorry.
Oh, it got all over the couch, too.
Oh, well, go in the kitchen and get the dishpan and put some cold water in it and see if we have a clean sponge.
Okay. Got it?
Yes.
Here they are.
Oh, thank you.
This isn't exactly the way I had it planned.
I know. Look, you can wear one of Jack's robes. There's a clean one in that laundry basket on my bed.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Janet? Come on, Janet, open up. I want to apologize.
Oh, well, hello again.
You didn't.
Well, you see, Janet.
You did! Oh, my God! And you couldn't even wait to take off your shoe.
Don't understand. You see, Janet
is probably in there crying her eyes out right now. What have I done? Look, I don't blame you. And I don't blame Janet. I blame myself. What have I done? If only I hadn't told you how easy it was to score with women today. How gullible they are. How easily they're fooled by the simplest. Come on. Poor little hopeless, empty-headed Janet.
Stop, Jack. I'm learning a lot from what you're saying.
No, see, I was just...
Cindy is getting the champagne stain out of your pants.
Oh, thank you.
Champagne? Oh, well, that's why you were... I knew that. I figured you'd... Yeah.
Now, let me see if I got this straight.
Ow.
Women are very gullible.
Well, no, see...
And we can be fooled by the easiest of come-ons.
You're taking it out of context.
And it's very easy to score with us empty-headed women, right?
Well, no, I...
Okay, Buster, let me tell you something.
No, wait, I gotta go help Cindy. She's in the kitchen with the... Whoop! Ah, with a little sudsy water there. She missed me.
Oh, too bad.
That's great. What is it?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Why not?
Because I just told you all about it in the letter I just sent you.
So?
So, you'll be getting it in a day or so, and if I tell you now what happened to me yesterday, what's the point of waiting till tomorrow to find out what you already know today? Hello? Jack, I think we have a bad connection.
You certainly do. Look, Chrissy, if it's good news, why do I have to wait at all? You've got me on the phone.
Oh, you're right. You don't need the letter, do you? If I hurry right now, I can catch my dad before he mails it. Bye, Jack.
Chrissy, hang on. Chrissy, wait. Chrissy.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.